Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Roz from the UK standing by. However, before we get back to them, I want to bring on Michelle Cove via our Skype line. And she is in the Bahamas right now doing some really great work. Now, we were talking about Hurricane Joaquin earlier and how it skirted, you know, it didn't really do anything in the Turks and Caicos where we were diving last week. But it did hit some of the out island locations in the Bahamas. Not the touristy areas, but some of the southern, I think it's southeast side of the Bahamas chain. Am I right, Michelle? Is that right? Did I get that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The south, it's about 285 miles away from Nassau, New Providence, the capital.
Yeah, so, you know, it didn't really affect the places where a lot of us go diving, which is a good thing. However, you know, some of these folks in the Bahamas live in these, you know, islands. It's a huge swath of land. And even though Hurricane Joaquin didn't really, you know, hit the major part of the Bahamas and affect tourism in a major, you know, negative way, it did hit some of those out island places. And you are spearheading an effort or working with some of the other folks that live in there in the Bahamas to what? Get supplies and just relief to some of those folks that have been cut off because of the storm. Is that right, Michelle?
That's correct. Along with Paul Arena of Trans Island Airways, he and I initiated the largest airlift, emergency airlift ever the Bahamas has ever seen. And we were the first people in there. We mobilized seaplanes, helicopters, land planes, because a lot of the island's airports were, the runways were underwater and, yeah, and destroyed. So it took quite a while until planes were able to land in those areas. And he did the scouting and everything to make sure. And we did, on the first flights, we brought in emergency supplies such as water, food, dog food, animal food, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you know, unfortunately, these folks are kind of cut off a lot as it is just in normal operation. So this has been very tough for them. And you know, it's really hard for them to get any news. And like I said, the main necessities are obviously water and electric and things simple as dog food and stuff for the pets and make sure,
yes,
those
and
folks.
We brought in satellite phones as well, which was very helpful. So
I'm
the
sure,
residents,
yeah,
could contact each other. And as far as diving is concerned, San Salvador was one of the islands that was quite badly hit.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And that's very well known for its diving. You have Dive Club Med and Riding Rock in there. And
yeah,
then in Long Island, you have Stella Maris Resort that was, you know, they pioneered the shark dive. So there was definitely some very important, you know, tourist areas, maybe not in the volume end of that you see in Nassau, but
right,
that were affected. But
yeah,
it's been really amazing how the private sector has come together to work with a tremendous amount of relief. I mean, we flew 250,000 pounds of relief and everything from medical supplies, insulin, and then we evacuated over 140 people. You know, people with medical needs or there's a lot, a very old, elderly community in a lot of these islands as,
sure,
well.
Yeah.
So it was a massive effort on the part of many local businesses, volunteers, and the entire aviation industry.
Yeah, and I would imagine the aviation side of things, it's mostly smaller planes, like private planes that folks have in the other islands that are helping out. Is that what's going on, or even from the states?
Yes, Well, initially, it was a lot of private planes, and definitely there we had some American partners that are down. You know, a lot of them even have residences, part-time residences in the island, and they love the Bahamas because it's so close to Florida
right. That
a lot of them, you know, puddle jump over here. But as the runways became clear, we actually partnered with Florida Air Cargo and IBS, and we did massive DC-3 shipments in, so they could bring 7,000 pounds in at a time, and that's where we made our really heavy movement of supplies.
Excellent. Now, Michelle Cove is our guest right now on Scuba Radio. She's in the Bahamas spearheading or help coordinating this relief effort for some of those out-island locations. Now, you mentioned Riding Rock. You mentioned Stella Maris. I mean, you've been there. You've seen what's going on. I mean, are we talking months for them to get back online, or what do you think?
The fortunate thing is that September, October, and the beginning of November is traditionally very slow, tourist-wise,
right. You
know, for diving and the industry anyway. So if you could say there was a good time for this to happen, this is it. And
yeah.
I will say that, I mean, although that, of course, it's a very awful experience, but they had some roof damage in Riding Rock, and Stella Maris, not so much. But I think it's going to be a few weeks before they get their buildings back in shape. I mean, the amount of support, relief effort, and of course, the people in the islands are incredibly resilient, and they are all banding together and to get the work done that needs to be done to get the businesses and the economy going again, because commerce is so important.
Right. They just got to make sure they got the infrastructure set up. You know, the housing and the roofs and things like that can be repaired fairly quickly, especially at those type of places. And like
right.
I said, a lot of places in the Bahamas in September literally just shut down almost for
the entire month,
right? So, yeah, you're right. I guess
right.
from that standpoint, it's good. And we wish them the best.
And we've been working with the NEMA National Emergency and Rotary for a forward-thinking plan to get everybody back up on the feet, because everybody's got, you know, supplies now to survive. Now it's just a rebuild.
Yeah. And once again, those are the southern eastern side of the Bahamas chain. Am I got my logistics right?
Yes. That's correct. That would include, if you were looking at a map, Crooked Island, Acklands Island, San Salvador, Rum Key, and Long Island. Those were the ones that were the most badly hit.
Yeah. And you know, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, how can I help? Well, obviously, we're going to tell you some places to go here in just a bit. But the first thing divers should always do, even when it comes to those locations like Riding Rock or San Salvador, it'll take them may take them a few weeks or a couple months. But next year, plan a trip. That's the best way to support the economy is go there and dive. It'll be there. The diving will be great. Or you go right now over to Nassau and dive with Stuart Coves and hang with you guys. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. The water is already clear in most locations, and the weather is actually super beautiful and calm.
Yeah. Well, I was in the Turks and Caicos last week. Literally, we were the first flight into the Turks and Caicos Islands after Hurricane Joaquin, you know, came through the area. It didn't really have a direct hit by any stretch, but it was very windy and stirred up things a little bit, but the weather was spectacular. And if you would have asked someone if there had been a hurricane nearby the day before, literally, they would have laughed you out of the room.
We're
crazy.
Very lucky with our water movement that it tends to clear up very, very quickly. And it's the clearest waters in the world, even according to the astronauts. So definitely we're all back up in business in that regard.
Excellent. Well, tell me, what can people do, or where can they go to help out in this effort to help some of those folks in the out islands of the Bahamas that were affected?
Well, the easiest way, there's a youcare.com site, which is a crowdfunding site. And if you just type in hurricane, you'll see the top one. You'll see the DC-3 plane with all the supplies. That's one of the sites that we've created. There's a couple up there, but that's your probably easiest way to go ahead and donate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they can do that, and I'm sure. Are you posting stuff up there through stuff on Facebook and everything, or what?
Yes, on mine, as well as Trans Island Airways has all the statistics and photos of things that we were doing on Facebook, for sure. And also on the UCARE funding site, you'll see pictures that are also uploaded in there.
Yeah, great. And is this going to affect you coming to DEMA, Michelle? I hope we're going to see you there
in
a couple weeks.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I wouldn't miss that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you got your hands full with this. I mean, you're doing noble work. I've been hearing about it from a lot of folks, and I wanted to bring you on today, and thank you for stepping up.
Well, thank you for your concern. It's a very rewarding experience doing this type of relief effort, and at the same time, we've forged great friendships and partnerships with people.
Well, absolutely. That's what it's all about. All right. Well, I'll let you get back to it. Enjoy yourself in the Bahamas and keep up the good work. And we'll see you in a couple weeks in at DEMA right here in Orlando.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day. There you go. Michelle Cove from Stuart Cove's Dive Bahamas there. And you can connect with her and dive with her. She's a, you know, obviously she's an advanced, she's been in the industry for years and has done some crazy stuff, too, in her own right, just in the diving world. World-class model. She's been in been a stunt double in a lot of the major underwater films and things like that, because that's where they go and film a lot of the big blockbuster films is right there in Nassau, Bahamas. So it's good to, you know, check in with her just on diving stuff. But, you know, it's kind of cool to hear that she's stepping up and trying to help out her local Bahamians there in the Bahamas and helping them out any way we can. So, yeah, follow those links. Go there and do what you can. But the best thing you can do is just travel there. Support the economy by booking a dive trip in the Bahamas here in a few weeks, especially in those areas like San Salvador and stuff. After the first year, my guess is they're going to be operating just fine. All right? There you go. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yeah, and I love him too. And we're going to see him here in a couple weeks at the DEMA show right here in Orlando. Captain Slate from Key Largo, he'll be there. The Dive God, Neil. Everybody you've ever heard on Scuba Radio over the years will be at this event right here in Orlando, Florida, our backyard, the first week of November. We're going to be covering it wall to wall, giving a little backstage pass to this dive industry event. I'm going to make sure you're going to listen in. If you can't be a part of it, you can listen in and kind of get a glimpse behind the industry curtain, as we say here in the biz. Online, I have my good friend Jerry the Diver Guy. Vinny Two Tanks and Roz from the UK. And I don't know, you guys just heard this stuff about the Bahamas from Michelle Cove. And I'll go to you first, Jerry. You going to book a trip to the Bahamas to help them out any way you can, or what do you think? That'd be a good excuse.
We can work something up and try to get some divers down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, and the thing is, Riding Rock and, you know, San Salvador, that area, those Stella Maris, those two places, those are really classic places. Stella Maris is like the first shark dive operator in the Bahamas, I believe. If I have my... I believe that is the case. The first shark dive ever was right there. So, you know, the dive sites aren't going to be affected much. I can almost guarantee you that. And they just got to do some, you know, do a little construction here and there, and they'll be good to go in a few months or a few weeks. And I'm sure we'll get more updates at the DEMA show. However, the thing you got to keep in mind that all the other places are open for business, and you know they got a big storm like that that comes and skirts the Bahamas like that and hits a couple of the out islands in the southeast. But it's like saying there's a hurricane in Key West and the city was wiped out in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, this is a huge expanse of you know, square footage or miles that you got to keep in mind with the Bahamas. And when you hear reports of a hurricane coming through, there's so many places that aren't affected whatsoever, just none. And they end up taking a marketing hit because people think they're closed for business, and that's just not the case. Roz, what do you think? Are you going to go out to the Bahamas? Have you been doing anything in the Bahamas lately, or is that on your list, or what do you think?
It's on a very long list. I would like to go over and do some diving with Christina Zanetto in Bahamas.
Yeah.
She lives out there.
Right. Yeah, now she is in the Women's Divers Hall of Fame. I know she got in there, right?
Yes, she is. She's coming to England next week.
Why aren't you part of the Women Divers Hall of Fame? I thought for sure you were already in that. You know,
because they only have limited people going every year.
Is that what it is? You think? Okay. Maybe we'll have to.
We need to protest that.
What's the right word? Campaign.
Boycott it.
No, not boycott, Jerry. You're going the wrong direction here. We need to do a positive thing. We need to just like encourage them.
A reaching out award.
Okay, we could do that. Sure, of course. But I'm just saying, Roz needs some recognition. She is, you know, she's a go getter. Look at her. She's all over the place.
Girl.
Yeah, there you go. Or we just have Jerry just, you know, voice affirmations for you. Is that good enough for
that's
you, Ross?
How about I'll drink
perfect.
Spring water. I'll drink spring water and put a tutu on until she gets in.
Okay, Roz, obviously Jerry's been drinking, so but that's okay, I guess, for you, as far as
you're
concerned.
That's absolutely fine.
Okay.
But Christina's coming to England next week. She's speaking at the Birmingham Dive Show.
Really?
Yeah, okay. For the British Aqua Club Diving Officer Conference. But
yeah.
She's going to be at DEMA as well, and I'd love to go to Palmer's and dive with her.
Yes, well, that's true. She's at UNEXO, and Christina's, she's like the woman shark whisperer. All right. I mean, is that a fair description? She does all this crazy stuff, and you can actually go over there to UNEXO and do a shark whisperer program where you can become, you know, a shark feeder and go through the whole process, putting on the chain mail. Have you done that before, too, Roz? Or is that what you want to do?
I've never done it. I would like to do it.
Okay, so that's on your list. So when you come from the UK to Orlando for the DEMA show in a couple weeks, are you just doing that and going right back, or are you going to tag on some diving and, you know, a little side
trip? I've got
some
diving planned, and I've got the opportunity of seeing, you know that astronauts can potentially get bent up in space, don't you? Because it's kind of space medicine's the other end of diving medicine.
I mean, it's just the opposite, though. They have not enough pressure or something, right? Is that what it is? Or I don't know. It's one of those things, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting the opportunity to see some NASA research of how they keep astronauts safe. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to be doing some cave diving as well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I've got some good plans coming to Orlando. Because, you know, diving's very social, and it's like a second family, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got some big plans for the show as well. You know, we got a lot of giveaways that I mentioned earlier. We're definitely kicking it up a notch. And then I have my whole crew, you know, Jerry the Diver guy's coming out. There's rumors that even Scuba Radio Drunken Santa may make a physical appearance at the DEMA show, despite my better judgment. So, he told me that he was coming into town because it's right before this busy holiday season, and he needed some, you know, some distraction, some way to get his mind off of the work that he was about to partake in. And that is work at all the mall Santa things that he does, you know, during the Christmas season. I don't know,
What time are you kicking off your show at DEMA?
Well, we'll
do a broadcast, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we open the show and... we open the show and we basically close it in the Bahamas. And actually, we're adding a couple different things this year because we're adding some elements to happen in the in Fiji's Isle. So we're going to go. Basically, we're going to open the show each morning at the entrance of DEMA, and then at lunchtime we're going to spend it in Fiji, and then in the afternoon. We're going to head over to the Bahamas and have like a Junkanoo happy hour party. So it's a pretty good gig. And you know, within that framework, we'll be recording Scuba Radio for that week as well. So it's a lot going on, a lot of cool things to kind of juggle, but are going to be funny. And I'm talking about bringing Bill in, Drunken Santa, a couple of the mermaids, and we may be doing some Diver Family Feud. Do they have that in the UK, by the way? Or no?
I have no idea what
you never heard of Family Feud? That game show Family Feud? No, that doesn't ring a bell. Okay, basically you get two groups together and they got to answer questions. And if they don't, there's a cage match and one team kills the other. That's how it works, isn't it, Jerry? You'd back me up on that, right? Yeah?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite a spectacle. And, you know, one team would be made up of our Scuba Radio crew, like Jerry the Diver Guy, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, a couple mermaids. Actually, Valentina, our psychic mermaid, might get recruited with this. Valentina, are you standing by? Let's see. Where is she? Oh, there she is. Yeah, there you are. Okay, we're going to talk to her about it in just a bit. And we'll tell you all about this crazy stuff. It's fun, it's nutty, it's wacky, it's twisted, it's a diving thing, right? Yeah, of course. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And yes, we do have Valentina connected via the web right now as well. Valentina, the psychic scuba radio mermaid. Valentina, how are you? You should know this. I mean, or I should know this. I don't know. One or the other. Am I right, Valentina? Oh, no. I lost Valentina. What the hell happened? Well, go figure. You know, she had enough of me. Something happened and... you know, they didn't want her. Yeah, actually, you know what it was? Mark, from our trip last week, he was on board doing psychic readings, and I had him do a live shout-out on the radio from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 to Valentina, our psychic mermaid. And I did talk to her this week, and I said, hey, let's bring you on because, you know, Mark, you know, sent you that shout-out. I said, did you get it? And she goes, oh, you know, I hear so many voices. It could have got lost in the mix. And I said, could you check your psychic voicemail? And she said, you know, lo and behold, there it was. And she did do it. Wait, do I get you back now, Valentina? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sorry. I'm sitting in the parking lot at Starbucks trying to get, like, sort of a connection.
Ah, exactly. Well, and plus, you know, your vanilla latte, skinny with a little bit of foam or something probably has to be.
No, it's fat with a lot of fat.
Oh, really? You go for the full fat? You don't go for the skinny vanilla latte? Yeah, you go for the whole kit and caboodle. Is that it, Valentina? Yeah? Yeah, that works for you? Did we lose her again? I think she's connected via Wi-Fi and it's wigging out. What are you going to do? You know, it's just one of them things where it's kind of like you got to just take play it by ear sometimes when we're doing this goofy little show, and she's in Starbucks and their Wi-Fi might be giving her fit. So we'll take a quick break, and then we will reconnect with Valentina and get the rest of the crew on here. Who knows? Maybe we can bring her and Mark together, and instead of sharing psychic voicemails, they can actually connect and make some kind of connection and channel some spirit of, you know, Jacques Cousteau or something. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? We'll make it happen right here. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
My father is a murderer and a supporter of terrorism. I hate everything he stands for.
Eve, you're a murderer too.
The man I killed was a terrorist, Jimmy. A zealot whose research was funded by my father for its potential as a weapons system.
Houghton was an immunologist doing research on sharks.
Yes, and he used his knowledge of their immune system to devise a vessel of sorts. One that kept him safe from an engineered virus that he carried within him.
This man had a living tissue implanted in his chest.
Cartilage. Shark cartilage. Down with disease, you're the king of the seas. Put your money where your mouth is, Mr. No.
What's the fin on your back? Part of the deal. Shark. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, we do a little shark diving as well. All right, so we've been trying to connect back with Valentina, our Scuba Radio psychic mermaid. We're having kind of like, some issues. She's connected via, you know, Starbucks Wi-Fi, and obviously didn't tip the barista enough. But I do got Mark on the phone now. Mark, are you with me? Come in,
hey,
Mark.
Hey, fancy boy. How you doing?
Oh, yes. I knew that was coming. Absolutely. Yeah, so Valentina, she's trying to connect, but I don't know. We're not having a whole lot of luck via the web. Maybe we have to just do this psychically again today, Mark.
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I just sensed that, you know I don't listen to your show, so I just sensed right. You were talking about me. I thought I should call in and defend myself.
Well, there you go figure. I don't know if you had to defend yourself. I didn't say anything bad about you, yet. But we still got plenty of time left, so let me think about it.
Okay.
But she did say she got your shout out from the show last week when we were on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard psychically, but it went to her psychic voicemail. So we're going to have to work out something where you kind of channel into her psychic hotline, I guess. I don't know how that works. You guys will have to work that out. Maybe we'll bring you together at DEMA. And
see. Say, let's do DEMA. We'll like cross the psychic streams, right?
Yeah. Actually, you know, I got Roz from the UK. Roz, come in, Roz. You know, I got to say this because I don't know. Are you psychic too, Roz, or no? It is, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, there. Okay, so you knew I was going to go to you, and here you are. So, you know, Mark has psychic abilities, and he's also a diver. And maybe it's that continuing thread of just being a diver that we have the ability to connect. You think that's part of it? Maybe there might be some kind of psychic kinetic energy that we share as divers. I bring this up. It's October, so it kind of ties into the whole Halloween thing. You hear what I'm saying, Roz? Yeah. No.
Yes, I can understand that.
Okay.
I'm psychic. I can see into yesterday.
You can see into yesterday because what? Yes. It's like you're before us in time. Like it's what time? It's like what 11 o'clock at night where you are in the UK right now, or what? What time is it?
20 to 10.
20. Okay. Well, I was close. See, 11 o'clock. Yeah, 10:20 to 10. Yeah, hour off. All right. So. That's what I'm talking about doing. I found this other activity that Mark has when we were on our Live Aboard last week, and I'm thinking about doing a underwater seance. Has that ever been done, as far as you are aware of, even in the UK, where it's all kind of creepy and stuff, like London and stuff like that? You know, you never heard of that?
No.
Would it be fun? Would you participate if I brought my psychic friends together and we kind of like channel and try to bring our energy together and do an interview with Jacques Cousteau or something? How does that sound? You're just humoring me right now, aren't you, Roz? As well as anyone else listening.
Perish for thought.
Yeah. No, I think this would be great. And I talked to Mark about this on the boat. Mark is willing to play ball. And I, you know, here's a little tidbit for you, Roz. I had Jacques Cousteau scheduled to be on Scuba Radio right before he passed away. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
We That's literally quite had... sad. We literally killed Jacques Cousteau. I don't. Maybe you could look at it that way. No, we didn't. But I thought, hey, if we have these folks like Valentina, the psychic mermaid, Mark, the psychic diver, or I don't know, we'll have to come up with something. It's not really psychic what you do. What is it? You just what do you do, Mark? What do you call that skill?
It's kind of a life coaching kind of thing, Greg. I just kind of point out to people what it is they should do to press forward with their lives.
Yeah, okay, like things like avoid me, if you see
That's
me walk, walk the other way, that kind of deal. But, I don't know, there might be some way to channel this energy into doing some kind of seance type of deal, and you know, Valentina, or it'd actually be better if Valentina channeled the spirit of Jacques Cousteau and then had her, you know, answer the questions that I'd want to ask Jacques Cousteau. You have anything you'd want to ask him, Roz? What would you want to ask Jacques Cousteau if he was alive today, or you were able to channel his spirit through Valentina the Psychic Mermaid? What do you think?
I'd like to ask him where two bells are, one for Thistlegorm and one for Britannic, because it would be really good to see them again.
Really? You mean where those bells are on the wreck where you could go salvage them, you mean? Or what?
No. Where are they in? Because they got salvaged by Jacques Cousteau. He bought up the bell from Thistlegorm.
Okay.
And he bought the bell up from HMS.
And we don't know where they are today?
HMS Britannic. No, we don't.
Hmm.
And it would be really good to get them tracked down.
Yeah. And then, turn around and sell them for, like, millions of dollars on eBay or something like that? Or you would keep them for historic purposes? You're actually a responsible person, not like me, right?
Yeah, it would be good to put them on display.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, that'd be fun. So, but your game, you like the idea of doing this nonsense? Or something like, I mean, this is way better than an underwater pumpkin carving diving or thing or something, wouldn't it be? Do they do that in the UK as well?
No, we don't do that either yet.
you don't do it. Do you, like, take your wetsuit and fill it full of old leaves and create a corpse and put ketchup around the, you know, neck place and scare the local kids in the area, or what?
We have something called Guy Fawkes, which is the 5th of November.
Guy Fawkes?
Which is, yeah.
All right, so you guys don't even celebrate Halloween, is what you're telling me. Because it's like...
So, it's come... The American... fashion for celebrating Halloween has definitely come over here, but we have something called Guy Fawkes Night, which is the 5th of November, and it's where a man was going to blow up the Houses of Parliament, and he told a friend who worked in the Houses of Parliament about it to not be there, and friend passed this on to various other people, and Guy Fawkes got arrested for it, and we burn a guy on the bonfire every year.
Wow.
Fireworks.
You guys actually sacrifice a real human living being every year?
We make a you said stuffing wetsuit full of leaves, and
yeah,
we make a mannequin called Guy Fawkes, and he gets paraded around.
Yeah.
And so you end up with Parkin and toffee apples and that kind of thing.
Hey, we're going to burn somebody at the stake. Let's get some apples.
Yep.
Wow, you guys are crazy. I love it, Roz. I love this so much. I don't know.
I think they're going to make it after you this year. It's going to be resembling you.
You know, that's the route we could be taking. Hey, did we get Roz back? Hey, Roz, are you there now? Roz?
Yes, I'm still here.
No, not Roz. Valentina. See, I can't even keep everybody straight. Valentina, can you hear me now? I think I saw you pop up there. Valentina, come in. I'm trying to channel her psychically. No. Nah, see, I'm not psychic like Mark or Valentina. I wish I... What do I got to do, Mark? Do I got to, like, sacrifice somebody on a bonfire or something to get my psychic abilities in check?
Well, the first thing you got to do is be a fancy boy, so you've got that covered, Greg.
Well, okay. All right. What does that say about you, Mark?
Yeah, I put my foot right in my mouth.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. All right.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know. Roz is, we got Roz, but we've lost Valentina. She keeps popping up. I see pictures of her. She says she's there. No, wait a minute. Can you hear me, Valentina? Say something. No? Why don't I hear Valentina? See, there's so many damn buttons here. I need a psychic to run the damn studio here. You see what I'm saying, Mark?
I hear what you're saying, Greg.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, we'll figure this out eventually at some point. I do have some dive news to discuss, but you would know this because you're psychic, Mark.
Yes.
You want to kind of follow along with me on this stuff?
I'm listening.
Yeah, and that goes for Roz and Jerry the Diver Guy and Vinny Two Tanks. But while I was away, I got an email, and Roz, I'll go to you first. Did you see this thing about the eye bubble? Have you heard about this eye bubble underwater camera system or something? Or no? Is this news to you?
No.
Okay, so this is evidently there's a company that is launching an underwater ROV. That's kind of like a underwater self-contained selfie stick kind of thing. It follows you down and films your dive. And it's called the eye bubble. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know what to think of this. It doesn't have anything about the price or whatever, but it's some kind of underwater ROV that will follow you down in your dive. And film you like, maybe you've seen some of these quadcopters. And I know Mark has seen this stuff. It'll film you with a GoPro. This will do the same thing underwater. Mark, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm a UAV engineer, Greg, so I have not heard about this. I have to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it looks high tech. I mean, they have artist rendering, so this thing is in development. But I don't know if these guys are going to be at DEMA or not, but we'll definitely keep an eye out for that.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Come on, quit yanking me.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
Oh, my.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, we're going to try one more time, see if we can channel the energy of Valentina, our Scuba Radio psychic mermaid. Valentina, come in. I'm using all my mind power, which really isn't a whole lot. But Valentina, can you hear me now? Can you hear me, Valentina? Ah, I knew it wasn't enough. Damn it. Okay, what are you going to do? All right, Mark. Well, I'll just have to settle with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Valentina can't hear me, so whatever reason. You know, I just don't have that psychic ability that you do. You know what I'm saying?
I think she's just saving it up for Dima, Greg. That's going to be the big show. So, yeah. You know, she's saving it all up.
Yeah, well, that's true, as she should. She's going to need it, because we're going to do some special stuff there at the Dima Show. We'll try to connect with Valentina next week and work out these psychic channels. Maybe that's what it is. We're trying to block or bring together two types of technology. Internet and psychic ability sometimes clash. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe who knows? But, you know, what about this iBubble thing? Here's what it says. iBubble is the first autonomous underwater camera. So, for, you know, I don't know if this is a need or not, but, you know, having a quadcopter type device underwater to follow you on your dive and film it kind of sounds cool. I mean, you could do this and hold a selfie stick and do the same type of thing, I guess. But having it, you know, your own little underwater robot following you around and videotaping everything you see. I guess that'd be kind of interesting. Would you want one?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's kind of a cost thing, but that would be really cool, though, right?
Yeah,
or better yet, send it over to somebody else and have it watch them.
Well, exactly. Okay, you could kind of creep someone out. I don't know, Roz, what do you think? Would you want one of those on your dive? Would you want an underwater, your own, you know, ROV robot following you around and videotaping your dive for you?
Yeah, occasionally, because it would mean that you could look at yourself and go, I really need to sort my trim out, or that hose was really flapping, or that kind of thing.
All right.
So it would be handy to look at yourself and see how you really look in the water,
so
you can correct yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of like having mirrors on the bedroom ceiling. You think, Roz? No? You don't want to answer that, do you? All right, well...
I don't know how to answer that.
Yes, right, that's probably a good thing.
Jesus,
you know what? Lord Jesus, where is she anyway? Mark, using your psychic abilities, what do you think? Will this product make it? Do you think this could
be...
Okay, psychically, he's not feeling it. Yeah, you know,
feeling it, but it is a great idea. I love
it's
the
an
idea.
Interesting idea. Sounds kind of techy, but sounds very expensive.
And I think it's harder said than done, probably.
Yeah, I would think it'd be kind of tough, but I don't know. We'll find out if they're going to be at the Dima show. And as Jerry just tried to point out there, yeah, you could do the same thing with a selfie stick, which, by the way, Polar Pro Filters, if you go to polarprofilters.com, they're going to help us out at Dima this year with some giveaways and stuff. I had that Polar Pro selfie stick there at the on our trip last week, and I was looking at the footage that I shot before we went on the air today. I still have to do some editing before I can release it. I got to tell you, it turned out really good. And despite the fact that I'm in it sometimes using the selfie stick, you know what I'm saying? But at the Dima show, you know, you saw that selfie stick I took underwater, right, Mark?
I did.
And Vinny Two Tanks saw it as well. They have a similar product that they're going to launch at the Dima show that is a selfie stick that also has incorporated battery power into the stick that you can take underwater. So, what is the biggest frustration that you have as a GoPro user underwater? Mark, care to share?
Oh,
well, you know.
Oh, man, you know, Greg, how many shots I lost because my battery went dead when we were down there. So this is a dream come true.
See, if that doesn't prove he's psychic, I don't know what else does right there. But here's the thing. That is the number one problem you have. When you take your GoPro down, you think you're all good to go, and you get down there, and all of a sudden the little red light starts flashing, battery. You're like, son of a... And evidently, the Polar Pro guys have come out with this selfie stick that has a huge battery built into the selfie stick itself that plugs into your GoPro and allows you to keep this thing charged for longer. Or you might maybe you have to charge it on the surface and then unplug it and you can, you know, like charge it literally right before you go into the water. I'm not sure exactly how it works. We'll find out at the Dima show, but they're basically, you know, presenting this new product at the Dima show, and we're going to have some to give away there as a part of our opening ceremonies as well. I bet Jerry the Diver Guy would want a piece of that. Am I right, Jerry? Yeah?
Anything that will make my GoPro battery last longer, yeah. I'm all up for it.
Exactly. Anything that'll make it last longer. You're for that as well, I'm guessing. Right, Roz? Yeah? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's keeping kind of quiet, as she should. You know, you started this, Roz. Just know that. You know, this is the kind of can of worms you opened. You know what I'm saying?
How?
Well, you helped me, get my first dive industry award. You're supporting this nonsense. You know, some people could look at you and blame you for this. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Greg.
Oh, it's just how we have. This
You're
is how
welcome
I,
to get it canceled.
Yeah, well, hey. No, I'm not. I'm just having fun. This is how I amuse myself, Jerry. It's how we have fun. It's just good to have a bunch of divers getting together having a good time, right? Come on, everybody, back me up on that, right? Come on. Yes.
I can hardly breathe, absolutely. Greg. I'm laughing so hard.
Yes, okay.
You can do it.
All right, well, we'll have to leave it at that for this week, probably just as well. All right, so, Dima in a couple weeks. We got another live show next week. Do not miss it. A lot of stuff coming up. Other big announcements I'm going to share in the coming weeks, including the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. So make sure you join us for that. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downward Twitter.
Right on cue. Look at that. Nice. All right. Same time, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.